Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 14, His Authority. The centurion said, "Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed." Matthew 8, verse 8. Having unsuccessfully tried to fix a problem with one of my utility bills, I was almost ready to give up because I had spoken to many different agents, none of whom seemed to be able to resolve the issue. But I decided to try one more time. I asked to speak with someone who actually had authority to fix the problem, a supervisor. Within a few minutes, a year-long problem was resolved. She had a different clearance level and was obviously able to override what others couldn't. The centurion had a problem that no one could fix, except Jesus. Even though he was a Gentile, the military official came to the renowned Jewish teacher imploring relief and healing for his paralyzed servant. Luke adds that the Jewish elders were trying to persuade Jesus to help him, saying, "He is worthy for you to grant this to him, for he loves our nation, and it was he who built us our synagogue." Luke 7 verses 4 and 5. It was not lawful for a Jewish man to enter the home of a Gentile, yet Jesus tells him, "I will come and heal him." Matthew 8, verse 7. Some scholars translate this sentence as a question. "You want me to come and heal him?" Either way, the centurion answered, "Lord, I am not worthy, but just say the word and my servant will be healed." Matthew 8, verse 8. He goes on to explain that he understands authority and what it means to receive and give orders while expecting obedience. The one who had been recommended as worthy now says, "I am not worthy," and goes on to imply that he is certain that Jesus has complete authority over the disease and that just a word from him will suffice. Wow! And this statement of absolute faith came from a Gentile. No wonder Jesus was amazed at the centurion's faith. The servant was healed that very moment. I want to remember this all-encompassing authority of Jesus every time there is a problem too big for me to handle. He is in complete control, and we are not. Be assured that He is sovereign, and all authority over our problems has been given to Him.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!